Staff at the UN agency, which assists Palestinian refugees, returned to work in Gaza on Wednesday, just hours after the declaration of a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. The UN Security Council, which met that afternoon, has welcomed the agreement, which followed 8 days of hostilities that killed more than 140 people. Following the meeting, Security Council President Ambassador Hardeep Singh Puri of India read a statement calling on the international community to help improve living conditions in the Gaza Strip.
Notably, through providing additional emergency aid through appropriate established channels to the Palestinian people in the Gaza Strip, and to work in this regard with Israel, the Palestinian Authority, and Egypt for the expeditious and unimpeded delivery of such humanitarian assistance, including of food, fuel, and medical treatment.
Council members had received a briefing from UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who spoke via video teleconference. Mr. Ban was in the region where he had held talks with leaders in Egypt, Israel, the occupied Palestinian territories, and Jordan in diplomatic efforts to end the violence. Riyad Mansour, representative of the Palestinian Observer Mission to the United Nations, praised the steadfastness of the Palestinian people and the support of the international community for bringing about the ceasefire.
Our people, particularly in the Gaza Strip, are in need of healing the wounds, reconstructing the Gaza Strip. They don't need frequent assassination of their leaders and their cadres. They don't need the continuous blockade of the Gaza Strip. It has to be lifted. Our people in Gaza, they need to begin the process of the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip.
Israel's Deputy Ambassador to the United Nations, Haim Waxman, said the ceasefire should restore calm and stability in the region.
Israel hopes that the lasting calm will prevail throughout the region, one that will provide years of quiet, stability, and security. However, we will not hesitate to do whatever it takes to remove the threat of Hamas. Those who target the State of Israel will pay a very heavy price.
For the UN Secretary General, the ceasefire is a huge relief, not only for people in Gaza and Israel, but also the international community. But he told the Security Council that once calm is fully restored, a broader agreement will have to address the underlying causes of the conflict.
We must not lose sight that peace must remain our ultimate and priority goal. A negotiated two-state solution, ending a prolonged occupation and ending the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians, is more urgent than ever. Achieving this vision, which has been affirmed by this Council repeatedly, is long overdue and paramount to the stability of the region. Only a just, comprehensive peace can bring lasting security to all.
Mr. Ban said it was clear the international community must speak with one voice to prevent a return to violence. Deanne Penn, United Nations.